This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Get on the ground!
I'm on the ground.
The U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, released a shocking video on Friday of the violent encounter between Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, and five police officers charged with murder in his beating death earlier this month. The footage from police body cams and dashboard cameras was posted Friday evening on the city's YouTube site a day after the officers were charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and oppression. The officers, all black, had already been dismissed from the police department last Saturday following their January 7th confrontation with Nichols during a traffic stop. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later. You're hearing the aftermath of Friday's attack on an Israeli synagogue. A gunman killed at least seven people in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday, a day after at least nine Palestinians died in the deadliest Israeli raid in the West Bank in years. Police described Friday's attack as a terrorist incident, underlined fears of an escalation in violence after months of clashes in the West Bank. Those clashes culminated Thursday in a raid that killed those nine Palestinians. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday condemned the attack in the strongest terms, calling it horrific. Blinken is due to travel to the region soon. He said the U.S. reaffirms its unwavering commitment to Israel's security. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said Friday that more than a million Haitian children are out of school and a similar number are under constant threat of violence in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, because of chronic lawlessness. That statement came a day after Haiti's police officers